Well, the country championships get underway this weekend in Dubbo, and joining us on the line this morning is Dubbo trainer Clint Ludnam. G'day, Clint.
Good morning. How's he going?
Going very well, mate. Yourself?
Yeah, very good.
That's the way. Big weekend for country trainers, isn't it?
Yeah, mate. It's a great, great concept, and you know, everyone's really getting behind it, and there's a big buzz around Dubbo at the moment.
Clint, obviously you're a young trainer, but you're having a really good season, mate. I think you've already trained as many winners this season as you did last year.
Yeah, I'm on a good start the first 3 months. We kicked it off last year having a terrible end of the season with a virus. But look, we bounced back and now we're going really well.
How important to a country trainer is the country championships and to try and get your horses through to the big dance?
Oh, mate, it's massive. Like, we've done a good job with my team down there. We've been able to qualify three this year, which is great. But, look, it's been a lot of fun.
Yeah, you mentioned you've got three horses. Sprezzatura, Sons of Burke and Ben Schuf. Is that right?
Yeah. They've all come from different stages of their preparation to make it to the race. But, look, we're proud and happy to have them three, put them three runners forward.
Right. When do you know whether you've got a horse that's good enough to run in this type of race, and when do you sort of start planning your program for it?
Mate, we started looking for the next country championships as soon as the deadline shut this year for this one. So it starts from 12 months out. Sprezzatura, he obviously raced last year in it and raced really well, come from well back and finished off strong to run sixth. So he was sort of always mapped into this preparation for this race. As his last run was quite disappointing, but still we've put 12 months into getting him here. He's fit and he's well, and he's back at home and he seems to race really well here, so we're going to have a crack at it anyway.
Yeah, last year's winner, Good Host, is back to defend his title. He hasn't raced much since last year, but is that the horse to beat?
No, look, he's a consistent old horse for Justin, but I think, you know, Seth Hodson's horse, a Martin Place pick, and probably Rodney Robb's Themosa are both the hardest horses in the race to beat. But, you know, this country championship, it seems to unearth a up-and-comer all the time, so who knows?
How do you sort of, you know, for our punters, our listeners and our viewers out there, how do you split your three for the weekend?
Oh, geez. It's a hard question.
I know.
You can make a case for anything, any three of our, like anything that we've got in. Ben Schuf is just so consistent. I know he's only a class one horse in this race, but he's just so consistent. He likes racing at home, and look, I think he'll run a cracker of a race. As I said before, Sprezzatura was just very disappointing last start, but up until that, he'd been ticking over quite well, and I can't fault him in his work or at home. And then also Sons of Burke, like he's run over the 1200 last start, finished off nice and strong. So, you know, I think he'll be attacking the line late for sure.
Yeah, with so much prize money on offer for a race like this, the race must get stronger and stronger every year.
Yeah, you'd think so, wouldn't you? But this year seems to be about on par with last year, with the exception of a couple of really nice horses in it this year. But, you know, The boys that own Ben Schuf, any young fellas from Dubbo, they're that excited to have the horse in this race. It's not funny, you know. Like, they're already talking about getting out here on Sunday. They'll probably be here before NOM shut in the morning.
How exciting would it be, mate, to actually qualify for the country championship final at Randwick in April?
Mate, it'd be enormous. $500,000 up for prize money. It's a massive day of racing at Randwick. Yeah. It's just the thrill of being down there, mate. Like, our grand final's this one. Obviously, we like to race at home in the bush in the country, and then you get down there and race for $500,000. It's crazy.
How's the track, mate? Have you got much water?
Dubbo's punching plenty of water on. The track seemed to race nice and fair the other day. They're coming down the outside, coming up the cutaway, and still winning. So, you know, the track seems to be really in good condition.
Well, there's 150,000 up for grabs just this.
A lot of money, isn't it?
Just this weekend. Yeah. So in these qualifying races,
$500,000
for the final. Yeah. I'm sure Clint's well aware of all that prize money. Yeah. It can make or break what's already been a really good start to the season for you, Clint. We thank you so much for joining us in our outside broadcast van at Dubbo, and let's hope you've been able to put up with Andrew Bensley for most of the morning.
Yeah, I couldn't get him down to do a few boxes this morning, so I've been slaving away, but you reckon I had no hope. So.
Oh, watch out.
Hang on.
Watch out. He's creeping in. Oh, he's got shorts on.
Great legs. He's got great legs, Ben.
Clint, we just had that talk about his legs. They're not the prettiest, are they?
Hey, Clint, good luck with your three runners on the weekend. You're finding it hard to split them. I get the feeling, though, that Ben Schuf could be on top there from Clint. But Clint, good luck on the weekend.
Thanks, guys. Thanks for having me.
Nah, thank you.